24502. Morning.
Morning.
Would you identify yourself, sir?
Officer Rivera, R.I.V.E.R.A., Hamilton Police Department.
Your statement of your case, sir?
On September of '23, the appellant applied for a pistol permit. During that time, he filled out a notary stating he would be truthful with his assignment to, and it appeared he had some undisclosed arrest state that would be undisclosed.
Brief statement of your case, sir?
It wasn't intentional. It was more so just a misunderstanding of how I was supposed to fill out the paperwork.
Okay, thank you. Officer?
Again, during that time, he put on his application that he was not arrested, there was no arrest on file. When I contacted him regarding the arrest, I just basically asked him if he put no on his arrest. He again stated he wasn't arrested. When I came forward and I said, "Look, I have paperwork stating you were arrested out of state," he then stated, "Yes, I was arrested out of state," and that's when we, I basically told him that he, you know, he signed a notary stating he was, he had been arrested.
The out of state was New Jersey?
Yes, Patterson.
Is this just one incident?
It was one incident, yes.
You said some undisclosed arrests in your opening.
I'm sorry, say again?
You said some undisclosed arrests.
I'm sorry, one undisclosed arrest.
You said one? Maybe I just misunderstood you, okay.
Can you provide the details of the arrest?
The arrest, as far as we received it, was for resisting and eluding arrest and wanting to remain prowess. He was found, is what the, when we did our records check, he was, with wandering remaining prowess, he was issued a fine for $755, and the eluding resisting arrest was dismissed.
You have the date?
He was arrested 12/16 of 2015.
Do you have any questions for the officer?
When we talked, do you remember us discussing that I was under the assumption from what I was instructed by the court and the probation officer at the time in Patterson, that they instructed me to always check the no boxes in those instances?
Yeah, unfortunately, when it shows as a file, it was dismissed. But if you were arrested, it's, the form says charges and whatever the disposition was, whatever I explained to you.
Yeah.
So it just needed to be on the paperwork at that time.
Yeah, I completely understand.
Let me correct you. If it was dismissed, he does not have to disclose it. If it was dismissed in Connecticut.
Yes.
Yep. And then it applies to the, and then each state is specific, so, but he has a...
He has, yeah, exactly.
But he has a conviction, correct, also?
Yeah, it was, he paid a fine of $755.
Right, he has a conviction in the same incident, but those charges were just, part of the charges were dismissed.
Yes, part of the charges.
And probably took a plea bargain or whatever. So he did have to disclose that.
Yeah, and did he disclose that he also had a conviction on his application? Okay, and so he should have disclosed the conviction also, correct?
So he filled out the application, said no to arrest and conviction. You called him in or talked to him on the phone and asked him if he had any arrests, and he still continued to deny it to you?
Well, originally, when I asked him, he said no. And then I explained to him that I had paperwork stating he was arrested, and that's when he came forward.
And did he give you, why did he do that? Did he say why he did not tell you about the arrest?
He said basically he misunderstood.
Well, here he's saying that someone told him never check yes boxes, which no one would say that. I mean, did he say that to you at the time?
I believe he did, yes.
Did you know who told him that?
He just told me the court, I believe, in Patterson.
All right, so that conviction is New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, okay. Yes. All right, thank you.
Nothing in Connecticut?
He has a pardon for arrest in Connecticut.
Sorry, and what was the conviction for in Patterson? It was the
resisting arrest in flight and wandering the main cause.
But what was the conviction for?
Wandering remaining prowls in public.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the officer? And you don't have any questions for him?
No.
Okay, your turn.
Just to explain?
Yes.
I understand you saying that they don't say that, but when I went to the court, they said now you can check no on all these boxes. And when I went to
on what boxes, though?
Like, whenever you see, you know, have you been convicted or anything, you can check no. And then when I went to the court, when I was going, I had to go to probation for 6 months in Patterson, and they said as long as a conditional, it was a conditional probation. And they said the probation officer told me. So, you know, this is the race from your record, you don't have to disclose it or whatever. So I was like, all right, good. So when he asked me about it, I'm like, well, they say I'm supposed to say no. And that was the same thing that happened with the Connecticut thing as well. I was like, well, they say I'm supposed to say no. So he got specific, so I'm like, all right, well, yeah, that, but they told me to say no. So honestly, like, that's just what I thought it was supposed to be. So that's what I thought it.
Do you have questions for him?
And then he did explain. He said, well, you don't say no to us because we know him. Well, I know you guys know. I'm just answering what you guys told me I was supposed to answer.
Questions from the board?
Yeah, so this wasn't a situation where you didn't understand the question. You deliberately answered it that way because you were told to answer it that way.
Right. That's how I was instructed by the probation officer and by the court in New Jersey and by the party people in Connecticut. Like, they all said the same thing, so that's just how I answered it.
Okay.
I didn't, right now you're telling me I haven't convinced you.
Yeah, I'm looking back at the endlets that you supplied. It looks to me like the, I don't know, wandering and remaining and prowling in public, but it seems to me that disposition was dismissed also. It says CD dismissed, disposition. Under the inlets inquiry, response full view?
Yeah.
Is that correct? I see there's a amount assessed, so I don't know if that's court costs or just court costs.
The only one that I see that was dismissed was the resisting arrest.
Okay. I'm just using, I'm assuming you provided that to us.
Yeah.
And it says dismissed. I just, you know.
Because he entered a diversion program, it seemed like.
Okay.
For 6 months?
Yeah, I had to go 6 months of probation. Yeah. No problem.
So I'm just saying it makes a difference whether he was convicted or not, whether he was dismissed.
Yeah, it appeared here, it's what I took it, it was just dismissed on the resisting arrest, and he was...
And I don't know what you're looking at, I'm just sorry.
I think you have the same one I have.
Okay, so it says CD dismissed on it, under the wandering charge. Right across where... it says disposition CD dismissed right under the, it says summons warrant, gives the agency date 2/8/2016, disposition CD dismissed.
Oh, I see what you are at the top.
Yep. For that case. And the next case would have been the resisting arrest, eluding, that seems disposition, it says dismissed outright.
Yeah, so I look at it as one was... since he entered the program, one was, he was charged with one, and the other was dismissed.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it looks like disposition conditionally dismissed. Maybe once he finished the program, that case was dismissed. So, New Jersey, do you know whether New Jersey allows him to say that?
That I don't.
So, I'm just saying, it seems like both cases were dismissed. Just based on the analysis.
I see it now.
Yep.
When I observed it, I took it as one wasn't and one was.
Yep.
That's how when I saw
yep.
it.
But do you agree it looks like it was dismissed conditionally, probably after he finished the program,
yeah.
Probably, I'm guessing.
Okay. Is that your understanding, too? Both
yes.
were dismissed?
Yes. Okay.
It's something that comes up with the board all the time, and with issuing authorities, out-of-state charges that are dismissed still show up in many states on their record and would have to be disclosed, where if it were a Connecticut dismissal, the statute is that it does not have to be disclosed, like the pardon does not have to be disclosed.
Yeah.
But for your benefit, the out-of-state things that are still on your record probably have to be disclosed.
Or not.
That's why I said proper.
Yeah, or not. Yeah.
But it's on New Jersey. Many states have your record is erased clean. If your employer runs a record, it'll come up nothing. But if you're applying for a gun permit or the police are checking, it still shows up there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be aware of that. I don't know if that's what happened in New Jersey.
Yeah.
We've seen that before.
Do you have a final statement to make, sir?
I think there's other questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep, we're not done.
Other questions?
Just a couple quick for the appellant.
Yep.
So I was reviewing the charges, and I don't know if all of them are somewhat associated. So you put on your packet that the charge that you're pardoning for was 53-21, subsection alpha, subsection 2. What's the literal charge for that?
What do you mean?
Well, because it's risk of injury to a minor.
Right.
A1 is like if you recklessly do something around them. But A2, isn't that touching a child under 16?
Yes.
Okay. Were you a sex offender at that point? Did you have to register anything?
Yeah.
You did? Okay. And that's subsequently not allowed, I assume not allowed, but you don't have to do that anymore since the pardon? Or do you still have to register as a sex offender?
It was a 10-year.
Oh, it was only a 10-year. Okay.
I was 16.
Oh, you were 16?
When it happened, I was 16.
You were 16. In
actually
2004?
No, that's when I was convicted of it, but I was
actually
15.
Oh, you were 15. Okay.
When it occurred. About to be 16, I guess. And then,
okay.
And then I was convicted of it in 2004.
That's a huge span, yeah. Because that put you at like 21. So it took like 6 years to get there?
Because it happened. And then at the time, I didn't even understand really the severity of my actions. And then when I realized it, actually I was having a conversation when I was like 19 or 20, with my present girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the traumas that we've been through, and it mm-hmm. occurred to me, and I, you know, kind of told her about it. And then at that point, I told my pastor about it. At that point, you know, I addressed it with my family, and then I went to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did 10 years probation, I did 10 years hardship, did therapy.
And so the New Jersey case, all we see are the charges, and it says prowling and then eluding.
So what happened was I was with a few people in New Jersey. I'm from Connecticut, but I was with a few mm-hmm. people in New Jersey. There was, you know, not me specifically, but we were going, not that I didn't smoke weed at the time, but we were going to get some bud, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in New Jersey in a rough area that I don't know. So these unmarked cars popped up. People hopped out. I went running. I don't know these people. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
So I started running, and then when I realized he has a polo on and this and that, I was like, I didn't know you were a cop. And then I got arrested.
Okay. You can see where my concern would come in between the two charges
and
not having any reports. So
yeah.
I appreciate that.
How old was the victim in your case?
12.
And you were 15?
15.
And you self-reported that? Is that?
Yeah.
Other questions?
Is this questions for him or comments? No, no.
Now, final statement from you.
I appreciate the approval. you guys know my information.
And your final statement, sir?
You know, I looked at his record. He hasn't gotten into any problems since that time. But as the record states for itself, he hasn't gotten into anything for several years.
The last problem was in 2015?
Yeah.
Anything else? Colonel Overton. Oh, sorry.
Well, just is it still your opinion?
Yeah.
That, sorry? Is it still your opinion that he's unsuitable?
Based on the disclosure, as the, all departments know, when we got into this, I started doing permits. Mm-hmm. I just got into doing permits. So it's been a 2-year process now. And during that time, I know a little bit more of how to go about calling and speaking to everybody and getting more information as far as...
Sure. Today you have the benefit of all your records and the testimony and the questions from the board. You know, so as you sit here today, how do you feel about it?
I would, based on what speaking with him and hearing from him, I wouldn't have an issue as far as it went forward.
You meant to say you would issue? Okay,
that, excuse me.
Anything else from the board?
No.
Colonel Overturk?
This is a denial by the Hamden Police Department. The initial denial was for stability, and the basic denial was the appellant's failure to list, it looks like, 2 arrests that ultimately were dismissed in New Jersey, I guess 2015, 2016.
Let me see if I'm correct. You would issue?
As of right now, because he was denied because of the disclosure.
Right.
So if I knew about it during during that time, I would probably have gone forward with it and approved it. It was more of the not disclosing it on when he swore to it.
Comments?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I talk too much. You go ahead.
Just to offer a couple cases in a row now, we've had a misunderstanding on behalf of the appellant, and then the record shows that the case in question was dismissed. So we have on the issuing authority side, we didn't understand or didn't see this at the time. That's what I'm hearing. And it's just frustrating to see appellant wait 2 years to have this period of time where he's denied and it was a misunderstanding. So, but, you know, it's part of the process, but just kind of frustrating to watch. But definitely appreciate you and your growth with the review of the application and pistol permits, and it's going to happen, so.
And you ought to have correct information.
Yeah, I see this as a little bit different. We all want everybody to have accurate information when we're making these decisions, whether it's the issuing authority or the board. But there's, I see it three misunderstandings that arise. You know, the first one is somebody doesn't understand the question, and that's why they put false information on the form. The second one is somebody is trying to get by and is concealing deliberately and is lying about it and claims I didn't understand or something. But the third one is someone, like, and I believe in this case, sincerely taking advantage of the legal fiction that's been created by saying that there are circumstances where you can say I've never been arrested and I've never been convicted, even though I have been arrested and I have been convicted. And I think that's the case here, and I think he was taking advantage of what he was told he could do, even though it flies in the face of reality, if you want to call it that. So that's going to affect my decision.
Hopeful analysis.
And just make a note, I don't believe the appellant had a conviction in either of those cases either, so it's...
Okay. Okay.
Time for vote. Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Greg.
Appellant.
Attorney Overture.
Appellant.
Attorney Evangelist, I can't say your word.
That's all right.
Eventually, I will get it.
Appellant.
Attorney, Chief Rosensweig.
Appellant.
And I vote appellant.
Thank you.